You have until the end of this week if you want to weigh in on the Navy's plan to create an electromagnetic warfare range. The proposal is rattling a lot of people across the Olympic Peninsula. This warfare range would require permits from the National Forest Service and the State Department of Natural Resources. The Forest Service is taking public comments, as KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
The Navy conducts more than 1,200 training flights a year over the Olympic Peninsula. The Pacific Northwest Electronic Warfare Range would increase flights by radar jamming E-18 Growlers by as much as 10%. Under the plan, camper-sized vehicles would roam designated sites off logging roads on the peninsula and in the Okanagan and Colville National Forests, sending out signals. The Navy would also build a stationary emitter at Pacific Beach in Grays Harbor County. Deputy Commander Captain Scott Farr says the military crews would train on the range to detect and destroy enemy radar.
Instead of finding a needle in the haystack, these air crew are out there trying to find the correct needle in a pile of needles. This is a very dynamic, very technical and complex mission.
Farr says the Pacific Northwest's topography, low population density, and low air traffic make it an ideal place to do that type of enhanced training. If permitted, the electronic warfare range would allow the Navy to train with ships and submarines as well. But peninsula residents are concerned about increased jet noise and the effects of electromagnetic radiation on people, wildlife, and migrating birds. The Navy's John Mosier says the emitters are safe, but the message didn't resonate during recent public meetings on the proposal, like this one in Port Angeles.
They pose no threat to people or wildlife. Each of these proposed sites underwent specific electromagnetic environmental effects and safety review. The transmissions that we are proposing follow the requirements of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, Federal Communications Commission, and the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers Standards.
Right now, pilots have to fly 400 miles to Mountain Home Air Force Base in Idaho to do this kind of training. The Navy says the $11.5 million project will save money. That's not good enough for Charles Nelson, who spoke at the meeting in Port Angeles.
Other than saving pennies on the dollar on fuel costs, why does this training have to occur here? Why can't you use established military installations, Mountain Home Base, Idaho, JBLM, Yakima Firing Center, Fort Irwin, California? Why does it have to be right here?
The signals from the emitter use frequencies similar to weather radar systems. They also emit about the same amount of radiation, between 100 and 300 watts of average power, with higher peak power. The Navy says the operators would shut down an emitter if anything enters a 100-foot buffer zone. John Saar is a professor of electrical engineering at the University of Washington.
I'm completely convinced that there are, in fact, deleterious health effects associated with low-level electromagnetic fields. But what I'm not convinced of yet is that they're important, in the sense that they have large impact on our society.
Some of SAR's colleagues have found that low-level electromagnetic fields can impact cell membranes and DNA. But SAR says, ultimately, the risk is pretty small.
If you look at the nations around the planet that have healthy populations with long lives, those tend to be the same nations that have had electric infrastructure and radio wave infrastructure for decades, really approaching a century and exceeding a century. And so it's not that the radio waves are causing us to live longer, but they're at least not necessarily causing us to live less long.
The Forest Service has received more than 2,000 public comments, mostly against the proposal. Many local government leaders have expressed skepticism, but most have stopped short of publicly opposing the Navy's plans. A decision on the permits probably won't happen until the middle of next year. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.